Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Outgrow's Marketer of the Month. I'm your host, Dr. Saksham Sharda. I'm the creative director at Outgrow.co. And for this month, we're going to interview Ryan Steinolfsen, who is the founder of AccelerateMarketing.com. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Ryan, we're going to start with a rapid-fire round just to break the ice. You get three passes. In case you don't want to answer the question, you can just say pass, but try to keep your answers to one word or one sentence only, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first one is, at what age do you want to retire?
Never.
How long does it take you to get ready in the mornings?
Immediately.
Most embarrassing moment of your life?
Pass.
Favorite color?
Blue.
What time of day are you most inspired?
In the shower.
How many hours of sleep can you survive on?
7.
Fill in the blank. An upcoming marketing trend is blank.
AI for voice. Conversational AI.
The city in which the best kiss of your life happened?
Jupiter, Florida.
Pick one, Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk?
Elon, all day.
The biggest mistake of your career?
No mistakes.
How do you relax?
Getting in the water, ocean.
How many cups of coffee do you drink per day?
0.
A habit of yours that you hate?
It's all good.
The most valuable skill you've learned in life?
Calming down, like bringing it down.
Your favorite Netflix show?
I don't watch any Netflix. YouTube. It's all YouTube.
Your favorite YouTube show?
I'd say ancient aliens, ancient civilizations.
One word description of your leadership style?
Open.
Top priority in your daily schedule?
Meditation.
Key factor for maintaining a work-life balance?
Fun.
Memorable career milestone?
Hitting $1 million a year.
Ooh, okay. Well, that's the end of the rapid fire round. That was quite a high end. So let's go on to the main questions, which you can answer with as much ease and time as you like. The first one is, how does one accelerate marketing in this age of AI content everywhere?
Great question. They accelerate their marketing, and I can go, this is gonna be longer in a sentence, right?
Yeah, you can go for a while.
All right. Whew. It's tough. For a guy that likes to talk, using words, just one word, it's tough. My team would have been proud of me, actually, like having me go through that. So it's really simple, actually, because we've been doing it for about 15 years now, and in this day and age, for an agency to be around any more than even 4 or 5 is a long time. And during that time, a lot's changed and a lot stayed the same. And so one of the things that stayed the same, because people are still searching on Google and they're still typing in business near me or pets near me or, pets, whatever they're looking for. And the number one way that people are still finding businesses is still on a lot of them are looking for the search results at the top. And so Google is, it's got the maps and it's got now Google screened. And so that's why we focus on just those two things, is Google local service ads and Google Maps. And if a SMB or a small to medium sized business is in those areas, in those two sections, and they've got a decent number of reviews, which we help them with, and they're using AI, that's the wrinkle, conversational AI, which we have a solution for. Thank God, we finally, after 2 years, we finally got a solution to answer the phone using AI for our clients so they can have 100% response rate. That's the key to generating a constant flow of new pre-qualified, pre-sold leads, is to make sure that the phone is being answered every single time, if not by your team for the first 20 seconds, which is what we do. We give We give the internal team about 20 seconds to answer the phone, and then we let it flip over to AI so that all the calls are answered within that 30-second time period that Google wants. And that's the main ranking factor for local service ads. And that's what almost every single business is not doing. So we finally have a solution for that. It's using AI in a way that most people don't know you can use it. And we can even make it sound like your voice. So it sounds like the owner when the AI picks up. And we do that for not only voice calls, but also for message leads. And that is a technology that is rapidly growing, and new agencies are actually being created right now just to master or to help businesses utilize conversational AI for their businesses and integrate their CRM, for example, into the AI so that the AI can process the conversation by looking at and referencing the CRM and seeing if it's an existing customer or not, and then taking that information and having a contextual based conversation based on the products or services that they've already purchased or using or any past conversations that they've had. So it's got complete recollection of who those existing clients are, and it can even do things like qualify somebody that's not an existing client by looking at other databases. So anything that can be connected to through Zapier can be accessible to the AI. So think about that. I mean, that all can be going on in the background while a full conversation is going on, which is much different than, I don't know if you're different than me, but you know, most guys, they say girls can multitask, females can, but guys, we're not really made to multitask. We're made to really focus on doing one thing and do it really well. Well, you know, the AI can do hundreds or thousands of things at the same time. It can qualify somebody while having a conversation with as many people at one time as you want it to have. So there's no limit to the number of people that AI can handle at any given time. Therefore, all the phones will be answered, and they can go and they can qualify them. They can do all kinds of amazing things while that conversation is happening, not only for voice, but also for message leads, which is great. Which is a big challenge, because a lot of people that use local service ads, the two options to contact that business is either through voice or through message. And most people don't even turn the message leads on because they don't know how to respond. They don't know how an easy way to have message leads fit into their intake processes. So therefore they don't even use it. And those leads are half the price. And they typically convert at least probably about a 10 to 15% higher rate than voice leads as well. And they're easier to handle once you get them. Anyway, so that's what I would do. I mean, we have kind of an ascension ladder for our clients, and the place that we start them with is actually setting up call tracking so that we can track all the phone calls first. Because if you're not tracking calls, what are you doing? You know, I mean, we won't even take on a client now unless the client that we're going to work with will actually either has call tracking or is willing to get call tracking, because I want that client or the clients that we work with to know beyond the shadow of a doubt exactly what kind of value that we're bringing in terms of, and not only that, so that we can hold ourselves accountable. Because a lot of times what I've heard in the past is clients saying, well, we haven't gotten really that many leads. Well, if we can listen to the calls and we can determine if they're actually good leads and what the return on ad spend is, then it's hard to argue with a ROAS number, like a return on ad spend. So if we're getting somebody at least a 3x return on ad spend, you know, that's our minimum, then I think that, you know, that's a good thing. So we like dealing in, you know, specific and specificity and black and white numbers. And otherwise it's just too ambiguous. You know, if we're dealing with Well, we don't know exactly how many, you know, phone calls you generated for us. It's like, no, this is how many we generated. This is what your return on ad spend is, you know? Yeah.
So what does your typical client look like?
Great question. We've definitely got an avatar that we've developed, and my team has gotten really good with this. I mean, they, you know, for a while I was the sales guy. And so they, you know, they, my new operations manager, not new anymore, she's been with me for over 3 years now. She's amazing. And she and I have worked out a really good avatar, because for a while there, we were taking on clients. And this is actually one of the reasons why we've grown so much in the past 3 years, is because, and it sounds counterintuitive, that you actually are more restrictive with who you take on, and yet we grow more. We might not grow in our top line gross revenue, but what we do grow is we grow in our net revenue. That's the amazing thing. We grew our net revenue from almost from 20 to 25%, almost 50%. That's a huge profit percentage. I mean, that's like, I don't think there's too many other agencies out there that have that kind of a profit percentage. I mean, typically it's around, you know, 20-25%. If that, we've exceeded 50% in certain months this past year, because we've gotten super specific on who we take. And we don't, and when I talk to people, when I talk to prospects and they call me from typically my YouTube videos, et cetera, that I've got out there, which by the way is an amazing channel for lead gen. I know it's been used for a long time. I love the lead gen from YouTube, because I can educate people and get them to a certain point before I even talk to them, so that they're prepped for the call. I mean, they know about the three R's, the reviews, radius, response time. They know the mantra that I've got. So I'm already talking to somebody that's already educated, you know, and that's a good thing, because then I don't have to spend as much time helping them understand who we're looking for, because a lot of times I've already qualified them in the YouTube videos, because they know that if they're not dealing with their response rate, if they're not dealing with their getting reviews on a weekly basis, at least 2 reviews a week, and if they're not optimized in terms of their radius, which, you know, we've got ways to do that, then they're not a good candidate, number one. I mean, and or if they're not willing to do something about it. It's okay if they're not doing anything about it, and if they're going to tell me when I'm on the call that they're not willing to do anything about it, then it's like a red flag, you know. We use red flags and green flags, you know. It's like green flag, red flag. So we use our team's constantly saying, you know, this is a red flag, this is a green flag. So the other thing that we're looking for is not only somebody that's willing to work on those things, it's also, are they, there's a few other things that we look for. We look for, if we get to the return on ad spend that we're looking to get to. Okay. In other words, are we able to generate a return on ad spend that's at least 3x? Will they increase the budget? Because outside of Google Maps optimization, or not, you know, Google Business Profile optimization, which is primarily an organic strategy, the local service ad strategy is one where you have to pay to play, just like Google Pay per click. It's just primarily, it's for local businesses. And if we get to a certain budget spend and that person has spent their budget and we have maintained a certain cost per acquisition that we've agreed upon in the beginning and based on what their income is, and we know that every new client that they acquire is, let's say we acquire them for $500 a piece. And they've told us that the average amount they make for a client, let's say it's an attorney and they're making $5,000. Well, that's a great return on ad spend. I mean, it's, you know, they're paying $500, they're making $5,000. And as long as we maintain that relationship of cost per acquisition to how much their income is, I just want to get an agreement in the beginning that if we keep that, that they're going to want to increase the budget. They're going to keep wanting to, you know, increase the amount that they spend. So unless we have somebody that's willing to do that, or start at a budget that we're looking, that we need to start at in the beginning, because Google actually wants to know, because we've tested this out, especially for local service ads. So all you agency owners out there that, I don't know who you're, you know, probably some agency owners are going to listen to this. A lot of agency owners that I've spoken to don't know this about local service ads. So this is a good thing to know, that because we've tested this, that a lot of areas or a lot of verticals, if you don't start out with a certain budget amount per week, per month, they're just not going to send you the volume of leads. We've experienced that Google will not send the volume or the quality as well of leads to your client. And so we have a minimum that we like to start with. And a lot of times it's a little bit more than some of these small, medium-sized business owners want to commit to. And that tells us something also about them as well. Are they really ready to start a campaign like the one that, you know, that we want to start with them as well? So, you know, we just want to know that, you know, who we're dealing with. And because some people, they just want to like dip their toe in, and, you know, it can be a little challenge. It can be challenging for us, because if we're spending our time onboarding somebody that just wants to kind of try it out, we're limiting our capacity to bring on another client that would want to go full bore and has the budget and has the scalability to grow with us, so that we can, you know, really make a big impact on their business. Because we want to work with businesses that want to grow and that really want to make an impact and grow. So those are a couple things. I mean, there's many more, but.
The conversation AI that you've been talking about must have been something very recent. And I guess only from last year onwards have we seen such progress in AI. So all this growth that you've seen through this tactic has happened in the past year?
Yeah, so it's funny. We've just experienced that growth without even the AI. We're just launching the AI literally this week. And if anybody wants, and we're actually going to white label our service to other agencies as well. So we've been developing this conversational AI tool along with a software for local service ads that allows business owners to manage their local service ads, because it allows them to see what their response rate is. Because if you don't have what's called an MCC account or a master client account, you can't see what your response rate is. So a lot of business owners that only have one location, which is probably 80% of businesses out there, they can't see what their response rate is at all. And so our software allows them to do that and to go back and look back more than the 3 months than that the current LSA software allows you to go back and look. So you can see the trends and you can see the correlations with lead volume and response rate. So as lead volume goes up, response rate goes up, and same with reviews. So we graph that over time so that we can show our clients and really help them to commit to wanting to improve the reviews and the response rate, because they can see the data, they can see the correlations. Because Google doesn't, you know, Google's not known for their customer service or their graphs or they're pretty close to the chest with their business intelligence and their data. So we're just representing it in a way that makes it easy for people to really understand the connection between the three R's that I talk a lot about in my YouTube videos.
So is there any CRM system you use to supplement everything that's happening?
Well, like a lot of agencies, we bought into Go High Level in the beginning, for ourselves, and for a lot of our clients use it as well. And we can connect through the API to the AI, which is amazing, because that, you know, allows us to pull in that data that I was talking to you about. And I like Go High Level. It's like a Swiss Army knife. It's got a lot of different, a lot of different tools. Not all of them are the best at what they do. Like for the call tracking, for example, it doesn't do all the things that at least not yet that we need call tracking to do, like simultaneous calling of as many numbers as we want at the same time. If they've fixed that, somebody let me know, because I would love to be able to use Go High Level and keep everything in one place. We use CallRail, and we're partners with them, but
any CRM tools you use to supplement all the disappointments of Google that you'd mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I mean, the other verticals that we work in or that we work with, they all have their own specialized, CRMs that they use. The service-based businesses, a lot of them use Service Titans and stuff, and the law verticals have their own, very specific ones. There's very few clients at this day and age that we work with that don't have one, which is great.
So what does your typical day look like? Walk us through your typical day at work.
Typical day at work is, every day is very unique. I can tell you that now it's much different, because I do have people that are selling for us. So I used to, and I enjoy selling. I've been, before I did this, I was in biotech sales, and I've always been in the sales arena, so it is nice as the owner and of the company to just see higher level things and work on higher level things and not just selling, although I do get involved in sales still, which I enjoy a lot. A lot of my day is spent communicating with the programmer after I get up and I do my practice yoga. I just went to one of Sadhguru's events, and we learned Surya Shakti and some of these other practices that we do on a daily basis in Kriyas. I just got done doing those actually before our meeting, and part of that is meditation twice a day, which is great. But so it's just interspersed with, it's whenever I, because a lot of these practices have to be done on, or should be suggested to be done on, like 4 hours of non-eating. So I'm constantly figuring out when lunch is, when dinner is, and then having all these calls with these business calls and stuff. It's just every day is a little bit different in terms of what's going to work. And I have a lot of Zoom calls, and I do podcasts, and I record videos as well for my YouTube channel. Thank God I've got the studio here at the house, and so it makes it easy, and I've got all the lights and everything. It looks crazy in here because we've got lights all over the place to so I can have meetings wherever I want to, but no typical day really.
And do you find yourself overwhelmed by the speed of 21st century marketing or the meditative things that you have around you? Are they a safeguard for this? So what is happening with accelerating marketing in today's age?
Yeah, it really is going faster and faster. I mean, things are, and that's why I purposefully take time during the day to do these practices, because otherwise it just, the pace can be so frenetic. And what I found is the paradox is I can do things much more intentionally and actually get things done more effectively instead of, the grind that everybody talks about. It's like making deeper connections and finding out not only with our clients, also with our team, with my team, to make sure that I'm present. Because if I get so wrapped up into what my team used to call go mode, when I was having 2 or 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day, then I was not able to connect, because while I was meeting with you, I was thinking about what's happening or what's going to happen at 1 o'clock and what happened earlier and what's going to happen tomorrow, instead of actually connecting and being present in the moment with you or my employee or my girlfriend or anything that's going on. And I think that in today's era and just in today, you know, I think that I know that I was doing that. And so I'm constantly doing the best I can to do breath work, to do the meditation, to slow down, to in order to just to catch my breath and to make to check in, really, to make sure that I'm ready for the next meeting, and that, you know, that my breath is modulated, so I'm not, you know, just going, and I'm able to get done and, you know, what I need to do for the day, you know.
So turning back to your clients for a bit, since you work with a lot of local businesses, is it not sometimes the case that there's a conflict of interest and there's two businesses in the same area?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot. That used to happen a lot. I mean, so, and you know this, and most other agency owners back in the day, especially when we were doing, you know, SEO, it was so funny, because you'd get these exclusivity clauses that would be signed. And especially in these very highly coveted verticals like attorney work or plastic surgeons, that, you know, where the amount of income that they get for each one of these new leads or these new clients that they get is that there's very high stakes. And so, you know, the rankings at IO, those agencies and all the big agencies would have, you know, a rider on top of their agreement that says, okay, you have exclusivity in this specific area for search engine optimization. And I understand that, because there's only one position that you can get in, or be in the, well, there's only one company that can be in the first position, you know, with, and that's the thing I like about local service ads is that a lot of what we do is dependent on our client's ability to do what we're working with them on. So it's not so much all of what we do as an agency to optimize the client. It's the three R's. It's reviews, radius, response time. And that's actually one of the reasons why I came up with the solution of the artificial intelligence or conversational AI answering the phone, is because it was driving me nuts that I couldn't help the client control something that was out of their control, because almost every client either wasn't aware of what was even happening with their intake team. They didn't even know that almost every single time to a person that I asked, what do you think your response rate is? What percentage of calls do you think your team answers? And literally 95% of the time they would say, oh yeah, we answer 100% of our calls, every one of them. And I mean, I would have three calls a day. Same thing. And that's why I got so singularly focused on solving this one problem, because these business owners, it was a tail wagging the dog. I mean, they didn't know what they didn't know. And they were wearing so many hats that they were unaware of what was happening at their most fundamental level, you know, right when the person, you know, that's like when business starts, that's like at the very beginning, you know, it's like you have 20 seconds to make an impression. You know, this is the reason why Google has the expectation of all calls being answered in 30 seconds, because that's like at the time that it starts. And at that fundamental time, you know, because all these other hats are being worn, they don't know what's even happening there. And so we needed to provide a solution. We have, and outside of that, you know, everything else, or a lot of the other things that we work on with our clients on, are things that we're helping them do. You know, we're automating some of the review gathering, and the biggest opportunity for us is to do what we call, which is a review culture training, where we shift their culture into one where they all become one of review gatherers. And they get more reviews, they get better reviews that way, they get, you know, more meaningful reviews that way. And Google can see when it's being done the right way. You know, they see all the funky stuff that goes on with review gathering. Google knows what's going on. I mean, their AI is one of the smartest AIs out there. So they can follow all, they know who's breaking the rules and who's not. And so my point is that, you know, we don't have a rider or any additional agreement that says, hey, you're going to pay $5,000 to just be the exclusive guy in this area. Because, you know, a lot of what we do is dependent on us working with their team to get what we need done for them to rank in the 3-pack for local service ads. Now, Google Business Profile Optimization, I would argue yes. I mean, because that is a ranking process that, you know, somebody could theoretically want to pay to have you work with them exclusively in one area versus another area. Although we haven't come across that in a long time, and I haven't really been asked that often, you know, to have that done. But it is something that, you know, is still being done out there from what I understand.
All right, so the last question for you is of a personal kind. What mm-hmm. would you be doing in your life if not this?
Good question. The other thing that I do and that I'm really becoming passionate about is growing our own food. So we just purchased a property up in Palm City, Florida, and 5 acres. And we are going to plant all our own food forest and grow our own food, not just, you know, fruits and vegetables, but like it's a multi-layered forest, so that you can, it's much more productive than just a single crop on land, and much better for the environment because the environment so much healthier, not only for the local plants and fruit, I mean, and animals and things, but it's also good for the air because it sequesters so much more of the harmful pollutants in the air because of the fact that it's such a dense environment with plant life. So I'm looking forward to that. And in terms of the business, I don't really look. I mean, I enjoy what we're doing because it's cutting edge, because it's leveraging technology to solve a specific problem that almost every business has. Specifically with the AI, conversational AI. But really fundamentally what I enjoy about business is I forget who said it. It was one of the Shark Tank guys that said, you know, business is like playing a sport. It's because you're on a team and it's like a team sport. I think it was the guy that owns the basketball team, the tall dude, the dark hair, I forget his name. It is like a sport, and the more, because the team can be made more efficient through training, the team can be made stronger through through bonding exercises, things that would bring any other, you know, sports team together very similarly. And you know, there's a culture just like a sports team has. Every, you know, sports team, all the famous ones, they all had their own little internal culture in the team, you know, and the same thing applies with the team, the business team. And it really, I think, you know, somebody else said this. I mean, when you fundamentally break down a company, it's just the employees. It's all the team itself and operating as one organism, if you will. And so that's what I find so fundamentally interesting about it, is that it's even though we're delivering agency services, digital marketing agency services, you know, we could be at the same time, you know, delivering any service. We could be a pest control company, and it would really be the same thing. It's just the, you know, and I enjoy what we're doing specifically because I do enjoy the tech side of things and the cutting edge side of it that we're really cutting a new, you know, new space, you know, that we're really opening up a new space. And like I said earlier, there are agencies that are starting that are specifically just delivering AI, conversational AI, and specifically the connections to the APIs. That's all that agency, there's whole new agencies now that are just doing that. And they're getting paid millions a month. Like, you know, I don't know that we're going to go to that. We're going to stay in our lane and continue to deliver our services and then just add in the conversational AI to provide the solution that we need specifically for the services that we have.
I was going to say, but you said you also plan to white label it. And
yeah. Yeah, we are. Yeah. We are white labeling it for other agencies. And any business owners that want to test it out, we are looking to, you know, test it out all by itself without our services, because just by itself, just the AI itself, because we definitely want, we've got a little double texting issue that's going on with the message leads, because Google actually sends two messages and then the AI wants to respond twice. So we just got a few little things that we got to work out, but it's amazing. The calls that are being answered by AI are counted as answered calls, which is great. It's really pretty cool.
Well, thanks for coming on the show and telling us all about it. And thanks everyone for joining us for this month's episode of Outgrow's Marketer of the Month. That was Ryan Steinolfsen, who is the founder of acceleratemarketing.com. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.
Check out their website for more details, and we'll see you once again next month with another Marketer of the Month.